Hi, Seth. This is Radha. And
Hi,
I have a question.
I understand now more, since you've elaborated on it, that letting go is what trust is about, letting go. I was hoping that you could tell me something that would help me further understand or let go. I mean, if I have a worry or a concern, one that repeats for me, I trust and I'm at peace, but it comes back and it comes back. And I'm wondering, is the problem still that I haven't let it go? And if so, can you tell me anything to help me?
Well, in this case, when you are really conscious, when you're letting it go and you're trusting, either it does not come back, or it does not come back as often, or it won't be as strong. What I mean by being conscious when you say, when you feel like you're letting it go, conscious means I am so alert and I know what I'm doing, and there is absolutely no discussion about me picking it up. Now, this is the difference between being conscious and doing it as if you think you're conscious. When you're thinking that you're conscious, yes, you do trust, but it's not, it doesn't have that authority and conviction in you that alertness can do the job. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I see the difference.
Yeah.
I want that abundance of confidence that you talk about with trust. That comes with the alertness of what I'm doing.
Yes, yes. And don't be afraid of failing. Even if it repeats itself 100 times, you get to see it clearer and clearer for 100 times. And then you are alert and conscious.
That's really exciting. So even the failure is progress.
Failure in our journey is a success because you realize you failed. Most people don't. They think it's their way of life.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Sachin, is that because the alertness is the authority itself?
The presence is the authority, and when you're alert, you're present.
Wow, thank you.